The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And Jesus said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. We have been invited by our Lord. "Ask, and it shall be granted to you. Seek, and you will find." This comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And in our reading from St. Paul, he encourages the faithful, since we have Jesus Christ, who is the great high priest, let us hold fast to our confession. Let us not shrink away. Let us claim confidently our faith, which is what he means by our confession. Let us hold fast to our faith and the proclamation of that faith and the living out of that faith. And approach the throne of grace boldly, because the one who sits on that throne knows us and knows our plight and knows human life in the world. We have a compassionate, empathetic, understanding ear with our Lord, even if he sits on the eternal throne. Since we have Jesus, hold fast to the faith and approach the throne boldly, so as to receive that grace in times of need. Do not shrink away, but approach the Lord. And so what went wrong for James and John? Because they turned to our Lord and said, "We want you to do whatever we ask of you." Seems a bit forward, doesn't it? Jesus has an idea of where this is going, because he understands and knows hearts before those hearts are expressed. "What are you going to ask of me?" "We want you to place us on your right hand and at your left in glory." We want the best spots We want the most prominent spots, the favored one and the second. Those are the spots we want you to give us. And this question prompts the lesson at the end of the gospel passage. Ask and it shall be granted to you, says Jesus. But the question we might ask about this particular question, request of John and James, is it even a question? Is it a request? It may sound more like a demand. We want you to do whatever we say. We want you to place us above the others, to give us prominent places in glory beside you. It is a selfish request. It may, to some degree, be expressed out of fervor to and their desire to remain with the Lord and be close to Him even in His glory. But it may be, and it probably is, driven by ego, by self-aggrandizement, by sin, imperfection. Jesus sees through them. He asks them a question in return, in the similar way as Jesus sometimes asks us questions in our prayer time. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? And they say, innocently, because they don't have an idea of what that cup entails, we are. And only by the help of the Holy Spirit will they be ready to drink the cup that Jesus drinks. He's speaking of his passion, the ordeal, and his death. Are you able to follow me down the road I am going? Matching me footstep for footstep. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Or the cup that I offer to you to drink? And he confirms it. The cup I drink, you will drink. Jesus already knows the ordeal the apostles will face because of his name, because of their faith. So they will drink that cup, whether they are ready for it or not, but Jesus, out of his love for them, Jesus, out of his love for us, will make sure they are ready. If I jump ahead to the end of the gospel, just before the ascension, Jesus departs and returns to heaven. I will send you the Holy Spirit, he says to them. And he will fill in the gaps. And you will come to understand. And you will be given what you need to fulfill your mission. The Holy Spirit made sure that those apostles were ready to drink that cup. And if we choose our Lord and know that we are his and we claim him as our own in faith, in zeal, in devotion, in love, in knowledge of our Savior, then he can promise us the same thing. You will drink the cup that I have prepared for you. But know this, you will be given what you need to endure it, to drink it successfully, to live through this cup, this cross that I may be giving you. Trust in me. Follow me. Know that I will never abandon you. Know that I know you. Respond to my love. Do not shrink away. For what I do now, Jesus says, is for you and so that you might live. Respond to that gift. All of this is what Jesus is sharing with his disciples and with us if we kind of pull the different pieces together throughout the Gospels. And there is a very brief, succinct summary in this interaction with his disciples here. You will drink the cup that I drink. And to help you, be ready, be servants. He spots the ego, the demand, the expectation in the question of James and John, and he uses it as a teaching lesson. This grappling for position is not what you need to be doing. It is to be servants. Follow me, watch me, learn from me. In a while, later on, as the Passion begins, Jesus will give his disciples one of the clearest examples of that servant's heart, where he stoops and takes a basin and washes the feet of his friends and his disciples one at a time before the Last Supper, as a testimony, an example of the disposition of heart that we are called to. And if we trust the Lord and follow him, we will be able to meet whatever is brought to us, because the Holy Spirit will be with us. And we will be already filled with the grace and the life-giving love that Jesus desires for us, so that whatever may come, we will remain with him in the now and in the beyond. Let us allow the gift, the word of God, the gospel, the good news, Jesus himself, to fill our hearts, to sustain us, and to continue to give us life.